reports that existing home sales rose 1.4% last month from May. The Dow is down 56 points. The NASDAQ, though, is up 5. This is SRN News.
Be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will be around for the next several days, but the number of storms each day will thin out, so your odds of getting wet are lower. Today, random scattered afternoon and evening storms, partial sunshine, high near 90, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, more hit or miss afternoon and evening storms, but more misses than hits. Highs in the low 90s tomorrow and Saturday, and low to mid 90s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Kay McCabe. Prattville police are looking for a woman they say led officers on a chase after stealing from a store. Authorities say on July 14th, Rashadia Savage stole over $750 worth of items from a thrift store. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A proposed ordinance that would have legalized Sunday alcohol sales in areas around Autauga County failed during a commission meeting Tuesday night. It was sponsored by District 5 Commissioner Larry Sotomayor. This is the third time the ordinance had been brought up. The Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating a case of hepatitis A at a Montgomery Applebee's restaurant. ADPH says the case involves the Taylor Road location and that anyone who's ate at the restaurant between July 8th and July 16th may need a hepatitis A vaccine or other treatment. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Kay McCabe.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Oh, hello, everyone. April Marie Fogel here instead of your general host, Dan Morris, Dan the Man Morris. Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble?
Yes, ma'am.
Did I ever mention your lifesaver?
Thank you for mentioning it.
Katie Britt on the line. We are starting off the show jumping right into our first interview. How's it going, Katie?
It's going well, April Marie. Thank you, both you and Joey, for having me on. I am on the road, so if I lose you, I am somewhere between Mobile and Baldwin County.
Okay.
So I really appreciate y'all letting me jump on the phone with you.
Well, I haven't had you on my show. I know you came in and talked to Joey and I caught you in the parking lot one day, but I haven't had you on my show since you first announced you were running. And whoa, that feels like lifetimes ago since you've raised a boatload of money and started upsetting the apple cart. I would say with the Mo Brooks campaign, but it's really with the Trump campaign. man, they are coming after you hard. So I want to just jump right into that. There was there was a National Journal article yesterday as Mo Brooks really questions your qualifications. Let me just let you handle that. Let's handle that business.
Okay, let's do. Look, you know, I know that my opponent is a career politician, and he is clearly experienced in running for office and drawing a check off the taxpayer dime, honestly. I think as far as qualifications go, I believe qualifications are fighting tirelessly for Alabamians and listening to what issues they have and looking at what we're facing in our country and knowing how to achieve results. And so, you know, putting Alabama first and delivering real results for hardworking Alabamians is what I've done, you know, day in and day out throughout my career. You know, as a practicing attorney, obviously did that, you know, previously and do that now from my time as working as chief of staff and having kind of a front row seat to the challenges and opportunities of our state. And then working as the president and CEO of the Business Council, I define success through results. And it looks like my opponent, particularly given his words there, seems to define success on how many times he can put his own name on a ballot in a lifetime. And I guess I just respectfully disagree.
There are some strong words right back there. Hey, let me ask you. So one of the things I have heard from people is, well, I don't understand how being the chief of staff for Shelby or the head of BCA, what skills or what results she got. Can you summarize what the skills it takes? Because Lord knows, I never even made it to chief of staff. I was only a deputy chief of staff. So I know the precision of running the office, managing the staff, managing the payroll, understanding the policy work, a lot of that. And then BCA, protecting the business interests. What are those qualifications that Mo himself and President Trump have really discounted?
Yes. Well, yeah, and you know firsthand. I mean, I would love to hear, you know, stories from your experience as well. But when you serve in a role like that, you are constantly meeting with Alabamians. I mean, and that is what this election is about. This election is about Alabamians. So you're listening to, you know, the issues that they have, the impediments that government has created for them to continue to create good jobs throughout our state. You know, you learn everything from working on, you know, snapper issues and that type of thing on the coast to figuring out, you know, how we can make sure that the work being done across our military bases, across the state, can make sure that we're putting our military in the best place possible, never leaving a soldier blind on the battlefield, and also making sure that our communities surrounding them are vibrant. So it's interesting because, I believe that local people know best, you know, what is happening and what our needs are. And so I've had the opportunity in both of these last two roles that I to really learn from people and to hear about, what is going right and what's going wrong, and then delivering results. So figuring out, so for instance, you mentioned Business Council. You know, one of the first things I did, obviously, is right that ship financially and balance that budget. And, you know, obviously my opponent has been getting a paycheck from the federal government for 40 years. You know, I was working on employing people and balancing a budget and then creating jobs and opportunity for hardworking Alabamians. And I think probably, April Marie, the pandemic is an excellent just kind of a window into the work that we did. So we worked diligently to make sure that money that came down, that those CARES Act dollars were not taxed. You know, Alabamians did not have to pay tax on that money because that certainly was, you know, the government didn't need to get back any more of that. We needed that in the hands of hardworking Alabamians and working to help make sure that we had COVID, you know, liability protection as small businesses were diligently working to keep their doors open, you know, worked alongside so many others to figure out how do we make sure that we are protecting, people and that people can, you know, have it work in a safe environment and people can keep their doors open. They don't have to be worried about frivolous lawsuits. That actually, the work that we did that was, you know, worked with BCA and a plethora of other organizations, that created, it was the gold standard across the nation for liability protection, you know, and then we worked to keep Alabama open. So we knew in November, as, you know, obviously everything occurred with the elections and numbers were going up, we knew we wanted to make sure that we protected the freedom and liberty of small business owners across the state. Let them keep their doors open. Let them work. And let's get children back in the classroom, and led that effort. And the governor came out and said, you know, I'm with y'all. I'm with y'all. And that created the foundation for what we're still seeing today. So we, I have had experience on the front lines and working with people and building coalitions to really move our state forward. And so that's what I'm going to continue to do as your next United States Senator. I'm going to continue to listen, and I'm going to continue to learn, and I'm going to continue to fight for things that make Alabamians' lives better.
So you're just, it's almost like you have, like, as if you have to laugh off the idea that you're just an inexperienced staffer.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what else you do. If someone were to have said, I was just an inexperienced staffer from my time on the Hill, and you were there more than me with more responsibilities, I'd be a little peeved. But you just keep moving forward and talking to the people. Is that what I understand?
Yes, absolutely. And too, I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. I am the daughter of two small business owners. I mean, the things I learned growing up are part of the fabric of who I am today. And those are the things that we're going to fight for. And so, you know, it's sweet that, you know, that he's working to try to create that narrative, but it's totally false. And it's just going to be ineffective, typical for what he does. So we're just going to keep working hard, and we're going to get out in front of people, and we're going to talk about our message. I mean, people are not interested, I don't believe, in mudslinging. What they want to know is, where do we stand on the issues? You know, who are we? What are we going to fight for? How are we going to conduct ourselves? And how are we going to move our state and our nation forward? I mean, people are concerned about the direction of our nation, April Marie. It is going so far left so quick. And they want someone that's going to go fight for them and not just, you know, identify those problems, but create solutions. And I would have to say, in everything I've done in my life, figuring out how to make things better as a result of my service has always been a top priority, and will be when I'm your next United States Senator.
All right. Well, let me ask you some. Joey had, and I just crashed the interview, Linda Blanchard in earlier this week. And he was talking about her, and she was really touting her foreign affairs, foreign policy work as something she single-handedly has in this race. And Mel Brooks hasn't really talked about it, but I wanted to get your take on Cuba. We'll start there. What is your take on Cuba? Do you have a good understanding of what's happening and what the U.S. needs to do?
Yes. Well, one of the things, I think the biggest takeaway for me as we watch this unfold, April Marie, and I'm sure that, you know, you and Joey have been obviously reading and watching and seeing the photographs, and you know what's happening in our country right now and, you know, the divisive nature of things going on here. When you see these oppressed people, these people who don't have freedom or liberty and are being oppressed in these communist regimes, and you see them flying the American flag, to me, that takeaway that's what every American needs to see, that these people long for the liberty and the freedom that we have here in this country. We have the greatest nation in the world, despite what some people try to tell us. And I think, you know, knowing that we're that beacon of hope, and we've got to make sure that we fight to help them be liberated, make sure that we fight to make sure that they can get information and communicate with the rest of the world. I mean, that is who we are as Americans. And so all the dialogue that occurs in this nation, and of course, as you and I have discussed, I think on your show last time, you know, we will always be working to form a more perfect union. But the fact is, we are the greatest nation in the world. And I think it's exemplified by what we mean and the hope that we show all of these countries across the world.
Democrats are saying this is the perfect time to renegotiate the embargo. Do you think we need to hold steady with where we are and let the Cuban people fight? What is your take on that?
So I think, you know, when we look at this, the Democrats constantly want to give in on these things and constantly, I believe, are on the wrong side of these issues. And if you look at what we're doing, you know, and now is time to double down and to make sure that we're fighting for the people and that we are holding their leaders accountable and we're showing strength, not the time to loosen up and weaken an already, what the Democrats are trying to say. I think we see the same thing that's happening in Israel, April Marie, and the Democrats want to be soft on all of these things. You know, we saw all of the, you know, Iranian-backed, you know, there's missiles coming across from the Hamas terrorists. And then when we look to replenish the Iron Dome, once again, the Democrats do that. And so we're consistently seeing them want to be weak when we need to be showing strength.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I've been really surprised by the news coming out of Israel and even the responses from members of Congress who I'm just appalled by in defense of the violence against Israel. The latest thing kind of that got the national attention is the Ben and Jerry's. Have you followed at all what was going on with ice cream maker Ben and Jerry's?
Yes, and actually, I'm so glad you brought that up. I tweeted about this the other day because I am just blown away. It's cancel culture at its worst here. I mean, you see, if you start supporting this BDS movement, it delegitimizes Israel. It is anti-Semitic, and it undermines the security of the people of Israel and Americans. And I mean, and to see what they're doing here and then to see the left supporting this. I mean, April Marie, supporting Israel should be bipartisan, and if you look at what the far left is doing, it's crippling our national security and our closest ally and partner in Israel.
Right. It's been really really wild to see how in kind of a quick succession and after Biden took office, the border at Mexico has been inundated. We saw the unrest in Israel and the attack on them, quite genuinely. And now we're seeing this resistance in Cuba. Do you think this is a kind of falling in line after the Biden administration and they know Trump's not there anymore?
Absolutely. There is no doubt this is a result of the weakness of the Biden administration. I mean, you mentioned the border. It is a total disaster. If you look at the number of people that are coming over the border, both in May and June, we hit a 20-year high. You know, President Trump placed policies and enacted policies and showed strength that really got the border under control. I mean, the first thing that we need to do is seal and secure the border. I mean, then if you look at just even obviously safety and security of our nation, but also that humanitarian crisis that's occurring there. I mean, we are seeing so many drugs being trafficked over the border. They said they're catching like over 3,000 pounds a day. But April Marie, what China is sending over in fentanyl to Mexico to then come over our border, they said could kill every American four times over. And every bit of this, it was interesting when Vice President Harris said, you know, oh, I'm going to go to the border to see what the issue is, which obviously took her, how many days did it take her? Or how many, it was absurd. But I thought, you don't need to go down there to see it. Just look in the mirror. It's your administration. It's the Biden administration. It's your policies. It's the weakness that you're showing. We've got to put back Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. We've also got to, you know, make sure that as President Trump did, you know, when people came over the border, they knew that they weren't going to be placed on our welfare system. And those types of policies, that type of strength, that deters people from coming. Same thing in Cuba. Same thing in Israel. I mean, they see weakness in the Biden administration, and they see that the Democrats are starting to undermine that relationship, and they're taking advantage of it. Make no mistake. And this is why we have to have strength in D.C., in the White House. We must have strength in the Senate, and we must have strength in the House.
Well, I sure appreciate you making time to give me a call today. I know you're on the road. Tell our listeners where they can find you and more information about your campaign.
Yes, so Katie Britt for Senate.com, and then on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and it's Katie Britt for AL. I was told I was speaking with a group of young men at Boys State, and they said, are you on Snapchat? Are you on this? I said, I am not cool enough to be on those things, but maybe at some point we can venture into other social media platforms. But We certainly want to earn your support. We're working hard every single day to listen to Alabamians, to hear about real issues. We're going to fight for our Christian conservative values and make sure that we put our state in the very best place possible every single day. So, April Marie, thank you so much for letting me come on. Joey, I'm sorry I didn't get to talk more to you, but I look forward to being back in studio sometime really soon.
Look forward to it as well.
Katie, if you'll forgive me, I just have to say you sound like one of the most well-informed, well-engaged, quote, former relatively inexperienced employees I've ever heard from in my life.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's the people of Alabama who matter here. They are the endorsement and the vote that we're seeking. They are who I want to listen and learn from, and they are who I want to represent. And that's what we're going to do, and we're excited about it.
All right. Well, you take care and drive safely.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you. That was a really quick jump into our first segment. We're going to hit our next commercial break, and I'll come back, and I'll do the pleasantries with you guys. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
So I still can't get over how much I saved at Kohl's. I did a double take when I saw my receipt. The home sale deals are just that great. I got 20% off a Keurig coffee maker, 40% off cute throw pillows, and a Bissell carpet cleaner for $249.99. I even got an extra 15% off and picked up Kohl's cash. So, yeah. You know the saying, home sweet home? More like Kohl's sweet Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer ends July 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It can sometimes be hard to tell if a prebiotic or probiotic is working. Not anymore. New Align Fast-Acting Biotic Gummies help soothe occasional abdominal discomfort, gas, and bloating in as little as 7 days. So you can get back the freedom to do what you love fast without worrying about occasional digestive upsets. Take new Fast-Acting Biotic Gummies daily for best results. From Align, the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Visit AlignProbiotics.com for details.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryant HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryant product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryant dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Brian. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service, too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
news, and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon. You are listening to April Marie Fogle here. Hiya, Joey Clark. I didn't even get to say hi earlier.
Hello.
I just jumped right in. That was her only time available, so I went with it.
Well, and that was a nice, refreshing 20 minutes for me, because you'll find this out. And maybe you already have, April Marie. There are some days when you meet what the news cycle gives you, and you just... Well, you heard me at the end of the show.
Well, I saw those comments, and I still kind of can't get over the way in which Mo Brooks is speaking about her experience. It's just, one caller said it has nothing to do with sexism. Maybe it has nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman, but this unexperienced staffer nonsense. I don't like it. I don't like it. She's had a career. Attack her on that career if you want to, but the idea she doesn't have skills or talents or experience is just, it's silly talk, I tell you.
I didn't know she was going to be on with you today, but I did a good bit of commentary, about 30 minutes of commentary, talking about the Shelby interview, that National Journal interview and Mo's response. And my big takeaway, and I'll love to talk to Katie or Mo, anybody about this, that I think Richard Shelby doing public statements and interviews is actually a liability to her campaign. I think he is an asset maybe behind the scenes, but I think the strategy of Mo and the Trump folks is to tie her directly to him and make her own his record as well as hers and her ideas. That's going to be an issue, I think.
Well, and that's what Mo Brooks did in that story, which I believe is behind a paywall, but you can get parts of it on Yellowhammer, and then on Alabama Today a little later today we'll have story up. Before we get to Clint, I blew right through my opportunity to tell you guys about Mortgage Corporation of the South. And you guys know how much I enjoy doing that, because I really do feel like they are helpful to our listening audience. They have opportunities to get people out of debt, or get better rates or save money. And so I feel incumbent upon me to tell you guys. John Williams and his staff over there at Mortgage Corporation of the South, their office on the mountain, they can help you pre-qualify for a loan if you got great credit or good credit and you're trying to get into this wild housing market. The interest rates are phenomenal out there right now. They also can help you if you're a veteran trying to renegotiate your VA loans. They know lots of programs out there that others don't know about. And they also can help you if you have cash value in your car, your house, or a piece of property, and you want to take out that cash. So you bought a piece of property for $200,000. It's now being appraised at $500,000. In that, you have equity, and you need to get it out for whatever reason. Doesn't matter what the reason is. That money is yours. And our friends, good friends over at Mortgage Corporation of the South, would like to help you do that. 567-9000. 567-9000 is their number. Give them a call, and don't forget to say you were listening to the Dan Morris Show and April Murray sent you. Their NMLS ID is 232876. They're an equal housing lender. Now, on to our dear friend Clint. Well, maybe.
Good day, Kel.
Hi there, love. How are you?
I'm good.
Salivating thinking about those onions from yesterday.
Hey, try it. If you don't like it, then don't do it again.
that's my rule in life. Got to try everything once. What you got, yeah. Clint?
Well, listen to that last lady he had, and Shelby's promoting her, correct? So
she is a former Shelby staffer, and Joey was just saying he doesn't think Shelby does her any favors, but here's the problem is that Trump and Mo Brooks keep bringing Shelby into it. I have yet to see her on her own do anything except... I think once he said he was formally endorsing her, but I haven't seen her bring him into it the way Trump and Mo are aligned.
No, I haven't either. I have not heard that.
I agree.
And she didn't do it earlier on your program. So But my question, one thing you got to look at, you know, it's easy to replace a body, but it's so hard to replace experience.
Correct.
You know, you can take any person in and put a body in there, but a person has been doing a job for 10 to 20 years, he or she knows what they're doing. You would hope.
Well, and Clint, if you don't mind holding tight, I'll actually talk to you a little bit about this after our next break. But I think that's why Mo is going so far out of his way to discredit her experience, is that he doesn't want to give weight to the fact that she has, in fact, been on the Hill. She has, in fact, been on the Senate side. She knows how it works. She knows who the players are. She doesn't need a map from her office to the bathrooms. She's got it over there. And that's what they want to discount. No, she hasn't voted, but she knows how the members budget works. She knows how you staff an office. She knows how you run a bill or an amendment. She even knows how to run a committee. So I think that's the part Mo doesn't want us to consider. And again, I'm still an undecided voter, but I don't like the way he's downplaying that. But I have to take a quick commercial break. Would you mind holding on for
all
a moment? Hold tight.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We're going to hit a quick commercial and we may come back. More conversation about this U.S. Senate race.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, honey, what happened to the hot water?
Don't ask me. I took my bath last night.
I guess we better call LuqueWire.
If your water heater's not doing the job, it's time to call LuqueWire. If it can be fixed, we'll fix it. And we'll do it right the first time.
Didn't we just get a new water heater?
Yeah, about 12 years ago.
Oh.
If it's the end of the line, LuqueWire can deliver a new energy-efficient model and have it installed in no time. LuqueWire's the call to make for all your plumbing needs, especially emergencies, stopped-up drain lines, burst pipes, sewer backups. We do it all. We're on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we never charge overtime.
Good news. LuqueWire will be here in 30 minutes.
Great. But I'm already late for work. Guess I'll have to go like this.
Better put some clothes on.
Oh, right.
Day or night, visit acbyluquire.com, covering all of Montgomery and now the Auburn-Opelika area.
License number 84417.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will be around for the next several days, but the number of storms each day will thin out, so your odds of getting wet are lower. Today, random scattered afternoon and evening storms, partial sunshine, high near 90, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, more hit or miss afternoon and evening storms, but more misses than hits. Highs in the low 90s tomorrow and Saturday, and low to mid-90s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Thursday. We've almost made it through the week. Quint, thanks for being patient and hanging out on the line. Other callers, hold tight. So that was my take, is that what Mo Brooks is trying to do in this, I have experience, she's just an employee, a staffer, is take away any respect she might get for the fact that she herself walked the halls of the Senate, not as a member, but as a staffer, whereas he's not had that before. He's not gone against anyone in a race who has some experience. So he wants to downplay that experience. Does that kind of make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
It's not apples to apples that he's been on the floor voting and he's had to make those decisions of which button he was going to push, which vote he was going to cast. But in terms of I know the halls of Congress, I know the way things work, I know the media, I know the way an office budget works. She has all of that experience.
Well, another question you have to ask, pretty much they all talk the same agenda.
This all along. All of them are going to vote the same way. I would be shocked if they didn't on the big issues. Now, every now and again, Mo might make a more of a statement vote than maybe a Linda Blanchard or a Katie Britt would. But on the issues, you're not going to find any major issue, whether it be Second Amendment, pro-life, supporting our veterans. You're not going to find any big differences in those.
No, ma'am, votes. You're not.
So it's all about what style do you prefer and what nuanced things are you looking for? 272-9228, if you want to tell me what those specific things are you're looking for.
Let me put one more thought in your mind.
Yeah.
Who else is there that has your back? See, that's the big thing. I mean, you go out there by yourself. How many more congressmen and senators is going to believe in what you believe in and push for the same agenda?
Yeah, and that's true.
That takes time to work out.
It does. And so I think it is a matter. There's also the matter of respect. And there's going to be one type of person, one type of member who respects the Mo Brooks approach, the Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. And then there's going to be another which says, I'm going to vote that way. I'm going to talk that way, just a little bit calmer and more focused. And so there's no doubt they're going to have some overlap in who would be their friends up there, but certainly they would each have friends of influence.
No, I agree with that.
Well, thanks, Quint. I appreciate you calling.
Have a good day, kiddo.
You got it. All right. Well, you are listening to April Marie Fogle here, and I am going to take a quick moment before I get to Oz's call and remind you guys about my friends over at Dillon Rings. So I talked about it yesterday. I went by and saw them, saw their great inventory in-house, and I saw the most gorgeous ring. I'm not even sure. Josh designed a gorgeous ring for a client, picked the stone, found it for him, a very rare stone, might I add, and it was gorgeous. And it, quite frankly, it was the same size as my finger, so I was tempted to run away, but I knew that they would tackle me. At any rate, Josh and Leslie at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Let them make your jewelry dream a reality. They have a believe in affordable prices because world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive. They purchase gold and silver, and they can fix jewelry. I know this because they fixed a necklace of mine and a pair of earrings of mine. The necklace on the spot, the earrings I thought were gone forever, but they fixed them. So give them a call. I love that Josh also design stories. So if there's something in your head that you want on your finger or maybe on the finger of a loved one, go visit him and he can make that happen. Again, they're at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Tell Josh and Leslie that you were listening to the Dan Morris Show and April Marie sent you. Now we're going to go to Oz. Hiya, Oz.
Hey, April Marie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. So I didn't really call to talk about Katie Britt or Mo. I essentially want what's best for the state. I want a conservative that has my values in mind. So, however, the chips may fall on that. But what I wanted to talk about was what's currently going on with, well, let me preface this with a statement. So money is driving everything. Money is the big deal for Biden, for any politician. Money is huge. Right now, there are a lot of companies, industries, organizations losing money because of the anti-American movement and people, you know, turning away from NBA, turning away from MLB. Do you think these organizations are starting to get a little disturbed about their loss of funds? And do you think they're going to start turning on the Democratic Party that has been on their side for so long?
Well, I think that being anti-American in the U.S. is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen companies get onto in terms of a movement, right? This idea
right.
that we will support those who very clearly dislike our nation. One of the things I had to talk about today was what happened with the U.S. soccer team, the Olympic U.S. soccer team. I have never, ever in my life cheered against my country. I have never, ever taken any pride in us losing anything. But I'll tell you what, when I saw the headlines of that group losing, that team losing, I found myself smiling. And I had to think yeah. about that for a second, because I never in my life would have imagined that there would be a U.S. team that I, in my head, wasn't all for. And so, yes, I think there's going to be a blowback. I think that all of these companies that are showing that they're woke right now, they're going to regret it. And they're going to have to walk it back. And they're going to have to sincerely show that they realize their mistakes. And I think it's the sports teams are the big ones right now doing it. But there's companies everywhere doing it all over the place with this sort of anti-American sentiment. Nike and the Betsy Ross shoes. There's so many
right.
different companies kowtowing to those who really seem to hate us and hate the freedoms that we celebrate, hate the freedoms that we get to enjoy. And the idea that that's good for business is not a good long-term strategy.
And yet there's so many people wanting to come here to take part in this. So, you know, it's kind of, it's crazy. So one other comment, what do you think about, well, let me do this before I forget. I want to get in on MCS and on Sweet Creek, 116.
There's a man going after my own heart. Did you say 116?
Yes.
You gotcha. Were right just a couple days before my daughter's birthday. All right, Oz got that.
All right.
And thank you for reminding me, because I had not told listeners. You want to get in on those two drawings, $60 for Sweet Creek and $75 for Mortgage Corporation of the South. They just keep getting bigger
That's
and better.
Right. That's right. Both are wonderful places and wonderful prizes. So that's awesome. Ben Shapiro. What do you think about the criticism that's happened on him just because he's conservative and he's got a lot of traffic? I mean, people are following him and people are getting mad because of his following.
Yeah.
Have you seen the story on that?
So Ben Shapiro, and Joey and I mentioned this the other day, let's do this, Oz. Oz, we're going to hit our quick break. When I come back, Joey and I will discuss Ben Shapiro because we do have longer thoughts than I can get into before our next break. Thank you for calling, love.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You are listening to The Dan Morris Show with your favorite substitute teacher, April Marie Fogel. We'll be back to talk Ben Shapiro and then talk to Randall in just a few minutes.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get 4 cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at ProLinkSEC.com. That's ProLinkSEC.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good afternoon, listeners. That was Oz on the line with a question for us about Ben Shapiro. So if you are not paying attention, Ben Shapiro was attacked by NPR. Not the first attack towards him, but very disingenuous anyway, and by NPR of all people. And he asks why they're going after him. And I think it's because he's doing so well. Joey, I can't think of another reason.
He's doing well, but it's also by attacking Shapiro, they can continue to go after Facebook in an obtuse, indirect way. And that's the strategy, I believe, with Facebook, Twitter, and any other social media or new media in general, is to essentially don't take yes for an answer. So as much as Twitter or Facebook will be like, we want to be good boys and girls for you guys, we want to play ball, Zuckerberg has literally said, regulate us, regulate us. As much as they make changes, it's not good enough. And now that nasty Shapiro, who he may not be alt-right because he got a lot of anti-Semitism, you know, in the Trump years thrown his way, but he's alt-right adjacent. And it's they come up with the newest crap.
He's getting so much Facebook traffic, it can't be good. It can't be good because there are people who like him who we don't like. That's exactly what it is. And it's incredibly frustrating and disingenuous. And it poses a threat. And I'll say this, that going after him for his success poses a threat, not just to him and conservative outfits, but those of us with conservative views who are on talk radio, those who are with conservative views who are on TV or podcast. And basically what this was taking a mallet and whacking him and going, no, sir, that success is not good. And saying to Facebook, you have to do something about this.
And one thing they're doing is they're playing games with statistics. The Daily Wire clearly has the number one following on Facebook. They drive a lot of traffic through Facebook. But it's a very limited game. There aren't that many conservative sites playing that game in the same way the Daily Wire is. Whereas with the Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, yada, 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 NPR, where true elite opinion is formed, they are, there's so many of them, of course, traffic, it's an echo chamber. So
it is. It really is.
The numbers pop off when it's only the Daily Wire.
And when it's so funny because one of the things that NPR said was, oh, and they're conservative. And Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro was like, yeah, that's on our site. It's on our disclaimer. It's on every single story we do. So, okay, sure. And so it was a very, just a, an odd hit piece, if you were, because it wasn't, there was no hit. It was like, okay.
Well, you still have not watched that John Adams miniseries, right, from HBO?
I haven't. I need to do that.
But I want to, it's not too much of a spoiler. I want to give one part away. Ben Franklin is coming in. The Continental Congress is meeting, and he's being carried in on some, like, you know, like almost what a king would be pulled in, like a rickshaw. And he says, where are these men of Massachusetts? These scoundrels from Massachusetts. These men, these scallywags from Massachusetts, they broke the number one rule of warfare to always let the British win. And this is after Lexington and Concord. And I think that is often the game that the corporate press, as I call them, plays. How dare you do anything differently than we do?
And do it better.
Right.
And do it better, I tell you. It's too much. Randall. Hi, Randall. Good morning. Or good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And NPR is doing what, this is what I told you the other day, that they got you talking about it, so they've got other people clicking on it, I promise you. And that's all. It's just to get their traffic up. I mean, everybody's going to turn them off. I mean, Jack Campbell still listens to them every morning, I guarantee you, but... You know what I mean? A lot of people done turned them off, and they got the bad taste of them. So, but on back to the Katie Britt, and you say they'll vote the same, everything will be the same, but will Mo go up there and bring that bag back like Katie Britt did? And Katie Britt already knows the end players, out players, as far as getting money, because she's been right behind the man who's brought more money than ever be brought to Alabama. Probably them days are probably over with. So stuff like down at the port, you know what I mean? Them to get stuff like that done, it's probably done with us if we get Mo Brooks. Is that not how you see it? Can't Katie Britt bring more money to Alabama than Mo Brooks ever thought about?
That is one of those things that I believe can be said without a doubt. Without a doubt, I believe Katie Britt would be more effective with the wheeling and dealing in politics without being the sleazy kind of wheeling and dealing. She has said that there are things that separate her and even Richard Shelby. She has said there's things that separate her and even the former the BCA's agenda, and that she would be a great advocate for Alabama families and businesses and Alabama resources. And I take her at her word for that, because I do believe that in the scheme of things, Mo has not articulated that as being one of the things he even hopes to accomplish. He hasn't said, I'm going to do somewhat what Shelby does. He says, I'm the anti-Shelby person, which to me says I'm the anti, you know, figuring out the game and winning at it.
And you may have to be a little bit liberal leaning to bring the money home like Shelby does. I mean, you know what I mean? Because you got to better turn that switch off when you get in that position. For the Alabamians, for our workforce.
I'm working on Tuberville coming on soon. I'm going to have him on, I believe, next Tuesday. We'll see. He hasn't turned that off. He hasn't turned off his conservatism. He's just not as in your face as Mo Brooks style. Now, that's not to say I don't love the Mo Brooks style, because I do. I feel like there's a necessary part for everybody to play, which is why I'm so conflicted in this race. I feel like a Mo Brooks, a Jessica Taylor, they have their roles. But then the strong and steady Katie Britt, and the more studious, more serious, less of a campaign type, the Linda Blanchard, has their role. And so I'm glad that this is a marathon and not a sprint, and they've got a long ways to prove they've got the endurance to do this.
Well, I've asked this question on Joy's show. Do you not think Jessica Taylor coming in as late as she did, and Mo having the connections he already has in the newspaper? You know how he was always in the news. I mean, he was always had a headline. Having his connections in the newspaper, having his connections in Central Alabama, do you not think he put Jessica in there? Does this take votes away from Katie?
I don't know. I talked to Jessica, and I've talked to some people on Jessica's team, and I think she genuinely sees a lane for her. I don't see it. I don't see a lane for her to even get into the runoff with Mo. She may surprise me, but at the end of the day, I think she is going to be guaranteed either a Newsmax or a Fox News show of her own.
Well, I'm more power to her. But I just think we got to have a Katie Britt in this situation. And Joy, well, I want to answer your question. You asked where has Liberty gone? It's hiding behind safety. That's where it's at. We got to pull it out one day. But anyway, nice talking to y'all.
Good talking to you today, Randall. All right. I'm going to remind our callers to ask to get in on the two drawings. One of them will be today, our Mortgage Corporation of the South $75 drawing, just coming up in the next hour. And then and the Sweet Creek drawing, which will be tomorrow. Hey, Doug, how's it going?
Great. Thank you for taking my call. Oh, I know you recognize this name, and this is her real name, T. Spear.
Of course.
I think her thoughts and opinions, she probably worded it better than I can as far as Katie Britt. I'm not going to brag, but it was me and Becky and Eric and Bob Solomon and an older man named Frank and then me that sat around one table at the cafeteria at the Elmore Community Hospital in March of 2009 and formed the Tea Party. And I temporarily left because I told them, I said, we don't need to try to kill big government. We need to try to get Alabama off of the government teat. And my example was Texas told the U.S. Department of Education that they could take, Common Core and put it where the sun doesn't shine. And Becky finally decided that maybe we needed to focus more on the state level. Having said all of that, I think there are more T. Spears and more Dougs and Titus hauling rocks that are not proud that Richard Shelby brags about every dollar that Doug Hall sends to Washington. Doug Hall might get back 2.6 if I was on SNAP, EBT, TANF, and welfare. That's not what I want, and that's just Doug's opinion.
All right, Doug. Well, thanks for calling in with that. My position on the money we get back from the feds. Is always that we should get back at least what we put in for the state. Where Richard Shelby in his position of power has come in, I don't look so much at the welfare. I believe that's been big liberal spending, but maybe some of the wheeling and dealing. But I see when I think Shelby's kind of like legacy, it is the infrastructure, it is the port, it is giving Alabama the opportunity to play on a level playing field as other states where business wants to come here. And so I don't equate those two together, and maybe I should look into that some more. But when I think Shelby, I think infrastructure in the true sense of the word, not the Biden, Pelosi, Green New Deal, everything and its brother, Joey's infrastructure at this point. Joey, I'm going to call you my infrastructure.
I kind of like it.
You've been called worse, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
All kidding aside, so I really do feel like Shelby has, and of course his time in the U.S. Senate has been extensive, which is why he's been able to do this. But he has been the steady while we've gone through different governors, and we've gone through different scandals, and we've gone through different priorities as a state. Richard Shelby has been laser focused on bringing economic opportunity to the state. Is he more liberal than I would ever be? Yes. Is he more liberal than I think our next U.S. senator should be? For sure. But I don't equate him with that the overwhelming liberal big government spending of welfare. I equate him with the targeted jobs. And that's how we've grown our manufacturing jobs and put Alabama on the map when other states in the Southeast don't have that opportunity. You got to admit, people wanting to go down to Florida is totally different than people wanting to come to Alabama. And a lot of that Alabama draw is Shelby. All right. Well, you guys have made it through your first hour with April Marie Fogle filling in for Dan Morris. Joey Clark, keeping me out of trouble today and every day, which I sincerely appreciate. We will be right back